Hey there. Let's talk about myths and misconceptions about unschooling. You know, we hear so many conflicting ideas on the internet of what people think being an unschooler means. And sure, we all have our own ways of connecting within our families. That's why we don't have a precise formula for what unschooling is. But there are a few principles that carry throughout all of that uniqueness, and a few things that you may read or people may say that aren't true at all. So I want to tackle two of the myths or misconceptions that people have about unschooling. You may have heard of unschooling as if it's some kind of unparenting. Well, it's not. Moms and dads who've applied unschooling principles in the parenting aspects of their lives are living involved, intentional lives with their children. The concept that runs through the philosophy of unschooling is one of trust. Trust that kids will figure out what they need. This is tricky to do sometimes, considering our society pressures and considering that it doesn't usually happen overnight. But true unparenting is neglect, and that's the opposite of unschooling. People who are unparenting are ignoring and avoiding and not engaging with their children. They don't fuel their child's interests or expose them to new opportunities or console them when things don't work out or become their biggest source of support and love. Those are the very things that make unschooling work. And unschooling parents do that, all of it. Another thing you may have heard is that unschooling is the lazy way to learn. It's not, but there's a lot to unpack with that, right? Words like lazy are so loaded. People use them when they're making comparisons and want to make it clear what the acceptable behavior is and what the unacceptable behavior is, and then adding on a layer of shame just to make sure you get the drift. If this is a word that you use to really describe anyone, you might want to see where it's coming from. Sometimes people used it around you as a child. You know, there can just be all sorts of reasons that that word is in your world. It's worth looking at. I would agree that finding curriculum, you know, supposedly the perfect fit for each child, that's a tough job. But unschoolers find that it's a completely unnecessary job. Not because they don't want to bother with it, but because how could some faraway curriculum company have any idea what your child is curious about? Life presents with plenty of opportunities to learn. Noticing a child's interest and being able to move in that direction is so much more likely to stick with the child. When learning is in context and connected to other things that the child is curious about, that's when it's the best. Humans, we want to find others of like-minded thinking. And nothing's wrong with that, as long as you don't turn it into some schoolyard click scenario. You know, like you're in and she's out. And when we feel unsure of our connection with others, we do sometimes hang out on the low road, pointing out how others are doing it wrong or how we and our friends are doing it so much better. I'm not saying you're doing this, but I'm saying you may have hurt others. It may not even be conscious, but it's at the heart of that little jab. Another possibility for that laziness claim is that sometimes people need to justify all that extra effort they're putting into their homeschooling approach. When they see unschoolers not doing that, their initial reaction may be hold up there, while fear and worry may make them tighten up and demand that everybody fall in line. It can be hard to accept the idea that people can educate their children and parent differently without being slammed for their decisions. If everyone could realize that we're all doing the best we can, making our parenting decisions based on what we're learning and where we are on this path, it's okay to not have a cookie cutter approach. A girl can dream, right? So that's it for this week. Just a little quick little pep talk. I want you to enjoy your unschooling adventures. And if you've heard other things that people have said about unschooling that you think, hey, that's not true at all, message me and let me know. And maybe I could do a podcast about that. So I'll be back next week to talk with you. In the meantime, I'll see you online.